body scan. So perhaps finding a position that's comfortable, could be lying or sitting. Making the adjustments that the body needs to spend quite a few minutes in its own company. Reminding yourself that in a way, taking this time is an act of taking care of yourselves. The possibility to just rest. Sensation of the whole body in its posture. Point of contact of the body with the floor, with what supports it. Noticing how naturally the body breathes. Just noticing the breath in the body. Perhaps noticing if there's any tension that can be letting go of. On the out-breath, allowing the body to rest, feeling supported by the floor and the cushion. And on an in-breath, taking your attention down to your feet, just noticing whatever sensations are present in both feet. Perhaps temperature, contact with the floor, tingling, pulsing. Being curious about whatever sensation is already present or the absence of sensation. Letting go of the feet and bringing your attention to the bottom part of your legs. The back in contact with the floor. The front of the leg. Any sensation present in the bottom parts of the legs, from the ankles to the knees. including the knees, the back, the front of the knee. Perhaps the more interior region of the knee. Letting go of the knees and rising to the thighs. The whole upper part of the legs. Just noticing with curiosity whatever sensations are already present. Allowing things to just be as they are. Just noticing. Perhaps the contact with the floor or the clothes. Pulsing, tingling. Remembering that throughout the practice, if the mind wanders, distracted with thoughts or sounds or emotions, that's totally normal. If that happens, you can just notice and gently bring your attention back, in this case, to the top of the legs. Remembering that every time the mind wanders, it's an opportunity to come back to the present. Letting go of the thighs. Passing the attention to the whole of the hip area, the pelvic area. Noticing whatever sensations present, the whole region of the pelvic and hip area. Maybe noticing how there is a slight movement of the breath in this area. Raising your attention to the whole of the back area, the bottom and the top. If lying in contact with the floor or the bed. Noticing if there's any tension in the back region that maybe on an out-breath can be let go of. Perhaps noticing how there's a slight movement in the back on an in-breath and an out-breath. Letting go of the back and bringing attention to the whole of the stomach area. Belly and stomach. How it naturally rises and falls on an in-breath and an out-breath. Any sensations present in the tummy area? An area that many times carries emotional information. If throughout the practice, any part of the body needs more of your attention, or if some harder emotion comes up, it's totally fine. One can take our attention to that area and perhaps breathe into it or look a bit closer. Giving it some attention, or perhaps it's better to move to a different part of the body that's more neutral, or even take our attention to the breath as an anchor to stabilize, and then open back to the focus region, in this case, the stomach and belly. Not having to change anything, just allowing, even if it's just for a few seconds, for things to be just as they are. Knowing that bodily sensations are always happening in the present. It's an opportunity to come back home to the present. letting go of the stomach, and raising attention to the chest area, the whole of the heart and chest. Perhaps noticing the movement of the breath in the chest. Perhaps even noticing the heartbeat. And knowing that the chest can also be an area that many times carries emotional information, the possibility not only to feel the heart that beats, but also the heart that feels. Noticing perhaps a little more the center of the chest. Or any other sensation present in this region, or the absence of sensation. Letting go of the chest, bringing attention to the shoulders, the base of the neck. Noticing if there's any tension that one can let go of on an out-breath. Also including both arms alongside the body. Any sensation present in both shoulders and arms. And opening up attention to both hands. Perhaps temperature. Contact. Tingling, pulsing. The palm of the hands, the back of the hands, fingers, just noticing. And bringing up attention from the hands through the arms and shoulders, all the way to the neck and throat. The back of the neck, the front, throat area. Perhaps letting go of any tension in the neck. And rising attention to include the back of the head, the top of the head, this whole region where the hair lies. Whatever sensation present in the whole of the head. This possibility to breathe with whatever is present. And including the face, starting with the eyes. Allowing the more interior region of the eyes to rest. Relaxing the muscles around the eye. Noticing the nose and the nostrils, where the air is slightly fresher on an in-breath. Sensation of air passing through the nostrils. And the mouth, the jaws, an area that many times can be tense. Being able to unlock the jaws, contact of the lips, interior of the mouth. Perhaps noticing if the tongue is stuck to the top of the mouth, being able to let it rest on the bottom. Sensation of the whole face, where on an in-breath, it's as if the air fills up the whole back of the face and head. And letting go of the focus and opening up to notice the whole body and its posture. The whole body breathing. reconnecting to the room where you're in, noticing the point of contact with the body, with what supports it. Perhaps opening up to the sounds of the room. And at your own pace, opening your eyes to finish the practice.